Now for our next feature. The local Brake charity is celebrating its 50th anniversary, not least by being behind the Go Go Hair initiative in the city this year. Emma Knights, who also wrote our last feature, has been looking at how it has been helping young lives. Her article is read by Ian Robertson.
Countless young people have had a better start in life thanks to a children's charity, Brake. And as the organisation marks its 50th anniversary, it is inviting people to join in its celebrations and help it carry on its vital work for the next 50 years. Brake's story began in 1968 when it was set up by Jeffrey and Judith Davidson and their friend Leslie Morley to provide holidays for young people with disabilities. They chose Norfolk as the place for these much-needed vacations, starting with holiday centres Rainbow and Sandcastle in Sheringham and Hunstanton. Since then, the charity has grown considerably, both in scope and scale, but its ethos has always remained the same, to ensure vulnerable children, young people and families receive the support they need to flourish. Brake's Chief Executive Officer, Hilary Richards, said, "We passionately believe every child and young person needs a home where they feel safe and loved, so they can grow in confidence and look to the future with hope, and that's what we strive for every day." Over the past 50 years, our charity has gone from strength to strength, ensuring that we can support more of the children and young people across the region who need us. We have grown from a small family charity in the early days to one that offers a wide range of support now. The charity, which has its headquarters in Spa Road in Norwich, but works across much of East Anglia, now runs a number of family-sized children's homes and a fostering service for young people who, for whatever reason, can no longer live with their families. Its Moving On team also ensures those turning 18 and leaving care continue to get the help they need for as long as they need it through the Staying Close, Staying Connected project. Brake is hoping its pioneering model of support for young people leaving the formal care system will also spread beyond the region. It also runs homes and respite breaks for children with disabilities and learning difficulties, offers support to families in need through its Norwich Brake Family Centre, and undertakes specialist support and assessment work in situations where a child's well-being is considered to be at risk. It is a charity with real heart and is also ranked at number 15 in the 2018 Sunday Times Best Companies list in the category for Best Not-for-Profit Organisation to Work For. Brake has come a long way in the last 5 decades, and much of its valuable work has been possible thanks to the help of its supporters. These include regular fundraisers, corporate supporters, those who volunteer at or shop in Brake's charity shops, and those who support its big charity events, including its Go Go Art Trails, run with Wild in Art.